So it's time for another Without a Net.
Without a Net.
Fun, beauty, laughter during the collapse. You know, I've never really liked that line by Emma Goldman about how if I can't dance, I don't want to be part of the revolution. Instead, I would prefer to turn that around and say, if I can't have my revolution, I don't want to dance. But on the other hand, I would say, because I don't really like dancing, but I would say that if I can't laugh, I don't want to be part of your revolution. I'm going to take this a couple directions. One of them is that sometimes I have been chided because I make fun of capitalists or I make fun of the dominant culture. And they say, don't be mean. It's like, okay, they're killing the planet and I'm making jokes about them and I'm the one who's mean. That seems kind of weird to me. I think that, besides which, I've read studies that, show that making fun of those in power is a necessary pre-revolutionary phase. And I've read studies, so it must be true. But I think that it's really important to, for me at least, laughter is a really important way to maintain sanity through horrific things. And my relatives who work in the emergency room tell me much the same thing, that that's one way you get through seeing, broken limb after broken limb after horrible, is at some point, I mean, you don't laugh at the people. I was just talking to a friend of mine who works in an emergency room, a relative, and she's wonderful. And she said that something that really bothers her is that there are some of the nurses and doctors will make fun of patients. And she says she finds that not to their face. They'll walk out of the room and make fun of them. And both she and I found that appalling. That's not the sort of laughter that I'm talking about. Like, here's something I find completely offensive and outrageous and unforgivable, is that whenever a mainstream journalist will describe something about the murder of the planet, so often they have to turn it into a joke. Like if they talk about the amphibian collapse, they have to say frogs are croaking. Well, fuck you. That's the equivalent of, oh, your whole family is dying? Well, let's make a joke about that. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about jokes. I'm talking about A, I'm talking about jokes about those in power, or B, I'm also talking about self-deprecating jokes, which are okay unless you're codependent, in which case that's another version of punching down, really, to make jokes about yourself if you are codependent. And I want to talk about something else that kind of bugs me too, which is that so often people say, and there's that line by Edward Abbey who had many, many good things to say. There's a line by Edward Abbey about being a half-hearted fanatic and making sure to take time off. And I've had that line thrown at me too. And the thing that bothers me about the way that line's been thrown at me is it's generally been thrown at me by people who were doing less than Edward Abbey was in the first place. So oftentimes that line is thrown out by people who aren't actually doing a lot. And then they're saying, well, hey, gotta make time for fun. And it's like, well, sure, let's make time for fun. But, let's go back to the emergency room idea. You don't make practical jokes and have fun when the emergency room is full of children who were just injured in a bus crash. Instead, you make the fun when times are slow, when you have some downtime. And But there's another part of this too, which is that my idea of fun is not, in fact, to go to a water park. My idea of fun is resistance. And I find that resistance tremendously, I mean, I love doing my work. And I think part of the key is to find a mode of resistance that is fun for you. Like when I used to teach at a university, you know, I really enjoyed that and I had a really good time and I would do it even if I felt kind of sick because I was having such fun. And it's the same with my writing. It's the same with, I know people who have been the same. I have good friends who are activists who are the exact same way with doing timber sale appeals or whatever. It's like, hey, that's what they do for fun. So really, yes, I think it's very important to walk through the forest, but the forest is not a regeneration resource for you. Actually, right now, forests are under assault. And I think what we really need to do is to find a way to combine our fun and our resistance.